Today's word is begin again.
Amen. Amen.
Begin again.
Amen.
If you fell short of God's glory, you just got to begin again.
Amen.
Begin again. Amen.
Amen.
God wants you to know it's not where you've been. Just begin again.
Amen.
That rhyme, huh?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say, it ain't where you've been.
It ain't where you've been.
Begin again.
Begin again.
Amen. Start all over. Amen. Who cares where you've been? At the new year, we do new stuff, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
We come up with this foolishness about some revelations and rule, whatever you call it, resolutions and all this stuff, and don't keep none of it. Mm-mm. By the middle of January, you're eating everything in the house. Mm-hmm. You say you was going on a diet. You went and ran over there and paid your money to the gym and went there one time. And they're still taking your money. They're going to take your money the whole year. You got.
Yes.
Did you in? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When we think about today is Family and Friends.
Amen.
And Family and Friends Day, we Josh. We be Joseph. I call you rapping. But he said Joseph. Amen.
Amen.
So we're gonna be Joseph.
Amen.
I don't even say it. I hope you sound right saying it. Amen. The young people, I want y'all to know we're gonna be Joseph. The old people, I want y'all to know we're gonna be rapping.
Amen.
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 We're gonna be tipping. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The definition of begin. What does it mean to you to begin? And with our Family and Friends Day, we have Q&A. That means we ask you questions and you answer.
Amen.
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 That's my
eyes. Damn, is that yours? Look how she's looking. That was mine? Okay. I'll take it. Amen. We got a little ice thing going on, y'all. I bought her an ice machine.
Yeah.
She like ice. And she keep it coming. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We passing out our refreshments in the sanctuary. We give everybody a chance to get something to drink. Because you're going to need a tip and a sip.
Amen.
When I finish with you, you're going to be like, I need something to drink. Clear your throat. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word begin. Who won't kick this off? And tell me what begin. I'm starting with cyberspace. Nikki. Brother Nick. Nikia. Don't think you got away. You just got by.
I already knew
it
was coming.
You know what?
over the years, it's just been, you know, taking that first step to actually start.
Amen.
But taking that first step ain't nothing unless you have the determination and the will to actually keep going whatever you're starting with.
Amen.
So begin again, that's what begin again means for me.
Amen. And can anybody think about why you think I went that way this time? God led me to go over to begin again. Why do you think I went that way? Just write it down. Because I see people doing this. Okay. It ain't that hard. Everybody start looking at the ceiling. Oh my goodness. Sister Shakina. Begin again. When you think about beginning again. A fresh start. That's good. That's good. And Jericho.
I think
For me, begin again means to like renew your life.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Brother Chris?
That's good.
Amen. Ashley Smith.
I just joined. What are we talking about?
We talking about what does the word begin mean?
Starting something new.
Amen. Thank you. So we went to cyber world. How about in the sanctuary? Anybody want to expound? Brother Marcus.
I think about like forgetting the old and just starting.
Yes, forgetting the, that's good. Amen. Forgetting the old. I ain't never heard it put that way.
Yeah.
Forgetting the old. Amen.
Amen.
Forgetting the old. Anybody else? Sister Stay Sean.
All right.
Amen.
To start over with a different perspective and approach.
That is good.
That's good.
Why do you think I'm looking at you like this? Because I'm about to tell because you be sitting on all that knowledge and won't see it. You, girl, your head full of stuff.
Amen.
Anybody else? Begin. Sister Anita.
Begin is to explore uncharted territory.
Amen.
So, explore uncharted territory. To go where no man has ever gone before. Amen. She's a superhero. Amen. The word begin means to perform. To start, to undergo, the first beginning of an action or activity. Amen?
Amen.
Again means, what does again mean? Well, people say again. And sometimes we, you know what? It could be small words, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we never think about what they mean because we say them so much.
Right.
Like duh. Duh. Y'all just got stuck. And he says, how you spell duh?
I know that.
Duh. Sometimes it's small words like is. You know, we just get stuck. We never think. We say it so much. We spell it so much. We don't think about it. We say again, over and over.
Mm-hmm.
We say certain words all the time. We never think about those words that we say.
Mm-hmm.
But we say them.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about again, what again mean? First of all, we know it's action.
Right.
Yeah.
We know it's an action word. Verb.
To redo something.
To redo. Yes. Mm. Sister Elena.
So, I think Stacia was all in the spirit. Because I wrote down, as far as again, like a vision, to start a vision or a plan that's already in place.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
There's a song saying, Lord, make me over.
Yes.
Make me over again. And he talks about how many times he fell.
Mm-hmm.
But God put him back on the wheel.
Yes.
And he reshaped him.
Yes.
And remade him.
Yes.
And that's what God gonna do for us this year.
Mm.
Some of us who fell short of his glory on last year, you can begin again.
Mm.
You can start all over. And some, God is so good to some people, you don't even have to go back so far to start. He'll let you start from right where you were.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And bless you from right where you at.
That's
like you never miss nothing. Because you know why? That's his grace and his mercy.
Yes.
He loves you so much. You left him, but he's showing you he never left you.
Amen.
Amen? Again means to do over. Amen. Another time. A redo.
Amen.
Once more. The little children say, roll your boat. That means it was over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
God is a God that give you many chances.
Amen.
And you could do it over and over and over.
Amen.
That's the kind of God we serve. Go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Every day with God is new.
Amen.
What does the sign say up here? Read the sign. Changing what?
Lives. 2025.
Changing lives in 2025. We renewing lives in 2025.
Amen.
Helping those get to the place that God wants them to be.
Yes.
It ain't about us.
That's right. No, not at all.
If you think this is about you, you're sadly mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It ain't about what you wear.
Mm-mm.
It ain't about where you go.
Mm-mm.
It ain't about what you drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's about God.
Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5 and 17, we're going to give everybody a chance to get there. And I know how y'all do, y'all youngsters, y'all pop y'all phones out because y'all don't believe in Bibles. But let me tell you something. If the lights go out, and you have no electricity, you can read Jesus' words.
Amen.
With a candle.
Yes, you can. Glory.
So always have you a Bible somewhere.
Amen.
You could call that your spiritual stash.
Amen.
You know we all got a stash.
Yes.
And your word is your stash.
Yes.
You can find them anywhere. So if you ain't got a word, guess what? That's a word for you.
Amen.
Always keep you a spiritual stash because you never know when you're going to need it. When the light's out, you still could be in the light.
Amen.
When it's dark. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says what?
This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Mm-hmm. The old life is gone. A new life has begun.
Amen.
Amen.
The old life gone.
Amen.
See what we did today? We prayed over these people.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go back.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
God ain't gonna let you.
Amen.
You might fall back, but he gonna drag you back.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you can't go back now.
Amen.
Because you've been presented in front of people.
Yes.
As who you are.
Yes.
You got to stick to who you are.
Amen.
And the reason why, because God never leaves himself without a witness.
Yes.
And he ain't going to leave you without none.
Amen.
And today, these people was brought before God and the people of God as witnesses to who they are.
Amen.
You can't go back. Too late.
Amen.
Too late. You can resign. You can resign from the ministry, but you can't resign from God.
That's right.
Because wherever you go, you may not be who you are here, but you're going to be somebody somewhere, even if you're in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I heard that.
I heard that.
You better ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What Big Freedom said, you already know. You already know. You can't go back.
Amen.
God tells us we can become new creatures.
Yes.
And that we all have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And a right to a chance.
Yes.
To do things different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important where you've been. It's just important not to go back.
Amen. Oh, that's good, First Lady.
The Bible says that God is married to the backslider.
Yes.
Jeremiah 3. 14 through 16. And we're going to get to our Q&A. But I got to give you some foundation.
Amen.
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 Amen. You got to get some foundation before we start asking these questions. Because see, everybody got a different propensity of understanding.
Mm.
Their intellect different from each other. So we got to make sure everybody understand. Okay?
Yes,
am I making sense?
Yes.
Jeremiah 3. 14 through 16 says what?
Return home, you wayward children, says the Lord. I am your master. I will bring you back to the land of Israel, one from this town and two from that family, from wherever you are scattered. And I will give you shepherds after my own heart,
Amen.
Who will guide you with knowledge and understanding.
Praise God.
And when your land is once more filled with people, says the Lord, you will no longer wish for the good old days. When you possess the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, you will not miss those days or even remember them, and there will be no need to rebuild the Ark.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't going to even miss that.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't going to be saying, Girl, bring back the good old days.
Right.
I look at sometimes I'm going through social media, these old women and old men dancing. I'm like, Lord, they need to put some grease on them knees. They can't bend their knees no more, but they're out there doing it. Mm-hmm. Trying to bring back the good old days. That's gone.
Yes.
Be a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Am I saying you can't enjoy life? No. That ain't what I'm saying. It's a time and a place for that.
Amen.
But it's a time for you to get yourself together too.
Yes.
Because as you can see, we only been a couple of weeks into a new season, in a new year. And so many calamities has taken place.
Yes.
Yes.
Things that happened that looked like couldn't happen in a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, on the first day we lost people. Today, in our family and friends discussion, we will be talking about how to begin again. This is a new year that we have to approach. And in order for us to achieve the things that God wants us to do, we have to do the things that we have to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the sky, point up to heaven, and say, Lord,
Lord,
open my mind.
Open my mind.
Open my mouth.
Open my mouth.
To say the right thing.
To say the right thing.
What I don't understand.
What I don't understand.
Help me understand.
Help me understand.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I believe that we can start a new life. Because it is very important that you believe first and foremost. Go to Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. You got to believe first and foremost.
Amen.
If you don't believe, you can't start a new life. You ain't starting.
Amen.
Amen.
You gotta believe.
Amen.
If you don't believe, nothing gonna change. It ain't.
That's right.
And if you don't change, nothing, nothing ain't gonna change.
That's right.
Hey, go.
Amen.
If you don't believe it's gonna change, how you expect me to believe you gonna change?
That's right.
You ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta believe in yourself.
Amen.
And have faith that God is going to step in and help you change those things that you can't change.
That's right.
A lot of us suffer with loneliness. Why are we lonely?
Mm-hmm.
You got to change that.
Amen.
Connect yourself with more of church activities.
Amen.
Get outside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Set up a church activity. And say, y'all, let's go cook, let's go bowling, let's go take a paint class, let's go walk around the park and pray. Let's exercise together. Let's find new ways.
Amen.
To do new things instead of going back to the same old person.
Amen.
And the same old things.
Amen.
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 Amen. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19.
But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it?
Yes.
I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in a dry wasteland.
Amen.
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 God gonna make a way.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
If it's dry, he gonna wet it.
That's Amen. Right.
If it's wet, he gonna dry it.
Amen.
He's telling you right here, he's going to make a way when you decide to make a change.
Yes.
He can't do everything for you. You got to do something.
That's right.
He can't drag you by your hand and say, change, 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 change. He could put the words in you. He gave you his word. Pick it up. Read it.
Amen.
He gave you a pastor, a co-pastor. Go listen to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Follow the directions. Be obedient.
Amen.
He's giving you the tools so you won't go back.
Amen. Amen.
If you go back because you want them.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Nobody forcing you. It's all up to you.
That's right.
See, the one thing about God, God gave human beings the option of choice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Animals have no choice. They got to eat whatever out there. They got to bite whatever they catch. He gave us an option. We can go get some EBT, go to the store. We can take a checkbook and go write some, get some food. He gave us options.
Yes, he did.
He gave us choice. Mm-hmm. Animals don't have choices.
That's right.
Whatever you go buy at the store for a dog, he gonna eat it.
That's right.
If he hungry.
That's right.
We could go get what we want from the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Choose God this day.
Amen. Amen.
Choose ye this day.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
We shall serve the Lord. Amen.
Because in me and my house,
yes,
choose to serve the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I choose to serve the Lord.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I could be doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not obligated.
That's right.
My husband going on to be with God.
Mm-hmm.
I could have said, oh, out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But I choose God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I choose to see the souls free.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I choose to see people delivered.
Yes.
Ah, glory. I choose,
yes,
by God, to see the chains broken.
Right.
One leg at a time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And watch the people of God walk in the prosperity,
yes,
of God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Walking in his will and in his ways.
Amen.
Not just surviving, but living.
Amen.
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 I choose God.
Amen.
I choose heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
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 My first question on the table. And with each question, I have a scripture to support it.
Amen.
Because we don't just get in here and just start howling and talking and all this here and nothing making sense. Everything we teach come from the word.
Amen.
We study to show ourselves approved in this place.
Yes. Amen.
We might not have the drums and the glitz and the glamour, but we got the word.
Amen. Amen.
We got the sound doctrine.
Yes.
We got the teaching. The power of the word.
Yes.
That's going to set you free.
Amen.
Set your mind free. Because the mind is the what?
Spirit.
Spirit. And the spirit is the mind. Mind.
Amen.
So this is going to set your spirit free.
Amen.
How do you believe? How do you believe you can persevere? Is it important to change in life? Is perseverance important for change? That's the question. Take your time to think about it. Don't just answer anything. Even if you got to jot your answers down. And guess what? No answer in here wrong.
Amen.
No answer in here is not accepted. Every answer in here is accepted because we all think different. Ain't no big I's and little U's at DTM.
Amen.
The only thing, big letters at DTM, is the D, the T, and the M.
Amen. Amen.
Cyberspace. When you have it say, I want to answer. How do you think and believe you could persevere? And is it important to change in your perseverance in life? First, you got to know what persevere mean, huh? What do you think that mean? Somebody Google perseverance. Y'all got the phones. I want them young people back there to do it. They ain't doing nothing with their life. Look up the word perseverance. They sitting there looking at me. Pull out that phone. Now you're supposed to be looking at your phone. I love y'all. They love me too, huh? Don't y'all love me? Say, we love you, Copas. I said, we love you. Stay shown. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I love him.
Amen.
You got it? Perseverance.
Oh, read it?
Yeah, what's the definition?
Perseverance is the ability to keep going and not give up even when faced with challenges.
Amen.
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 Perseverance means not giving up. Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
Enduring,
yes,
to the end.
That's right.
Amen.
Even when you think you can't change, don't give up that you can't.
That's right.
Because just when you think you can't, you're going to change.
Yes.
Amen.
Because you can't, you think you can't.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to do it in your own might, you won't.
That's right.
But if you give it to God and do it in His power, you can do it.
Amen.
It ain't impossible.
That's right.
Nothing is impossible with God.
That's right.
Everything, all things are possible with God.
Yes.
All things. Cyberspace, do you think and believe you could persevere, and is it important to persevere in your change? Shekinah. I want some of that intellect.
It's a great job.
Well, it's the first step. The key word for step is change. So you have to change your mindset.
Mm, amen.
Believe that you can persevere. And when you ask, is it important for change? Well, yeah, because you have to change your mindset first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's the first start.
Mm-hmm. And so what she's saying is, it is because it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind. Remember, last week was what? What was the message last week? Come on now. Lord, why is we looking through notes, Jesus? What was last week's message? Anybody?
Renewing your mind.
Renewing your mind.
Renewing your mind. 2025.
The first message of the year. Oh, Lord, where you going with this? This is the first message of the new year. And then she just said it. You got to start with your mind. Jesus on the cross. Take him down, Lord. Renewing the mind.
Oh, my goodness.
We going to renew the mind.
Yes.
And it's going to stabilize our minds and spirit to persevere. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go to James 5 and 11. Anybody else before we go to the scripture? Do you think so? Y'all not just saying yeah because it's good. What? What you saying yeah for?
For me, it starts out with a picture. I remember being a very young child, and my grandmother, she was a faithful tither, and God blessed me to see that in my mind year mm-hmm. after year, and God allowed that to spring up in me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not strange to me to tithe because God gave me that picture.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Gave me that picture.
Amen.
Start with a picture in mind.
Amen. She said it was because of her grandma. That was when her process started.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All of us had a process.
Yes, mm-hmm. amen.
Either it started and you stopped it, I don't know. Something happened. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what went on with you.
I say it, yes, it's important. And the reasoning it's important is because I believe God wants to see if you're going to be obedient.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Will we like it? No. Mm-mm. We don't always like change because it challenges us
mm-hmm.
to get out our norm.
Yep.
It makes us feel uncomfortable. So we don't like it. But it's beneficial.
Yep.
At the end of it, it's rewarding. Anybody else before we go to the scripture? Sister Alaytha?
I believe that perseverance is extremely important because if you don't have perseverance, nothing is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sit, like you were saying, like you're going to sit where you are. You're not going to step into that uncomfortableness. And if you don't have perseverance, when it starts to get uncomfortable, you're going to go back to what you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It's easy to go back because we know how to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why change is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know how to do that.
Right.
We know how to sit and eat a plate of food. But it's hard to work it off.
Yes, it is.
You got to have a process.
Mm-hmm.
Work your arms one day. Work your hips one day. Work your stomach one day. Or in a whole hour, you done did 3-4 different kind of exercises to get your body back.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you done just let Thanksgiving and Christmas just take you out. And you like, oh Lord. And now you can't zip in your pants. Then that's a whole nother process. Now you gotta go buy new clothes. Then one of your bills can't get paid. See how hard that is? Change is good for us. Amen. James 5 and 11 says what?
We give great honor to those who endure suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him to the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy.
Amen. 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 And you know what, this morning, and this is a song that I don't know why I just started singing this song this morning. And I put it on, it's by Don McClurkin, Your Grace and Mercy.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I just started singing this song. No, that's not Donnie McClurkin. Great is your mercy.
Yes.
But the other one too. Yeah. That God wanted me to say that.
Yeah.
Your grace and mercy. And I just sung that all the way here. God's grace and mercy have saw us through.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, when I pray, I say, Lord, let your mercy overrule every judgment.
Yes, Jesus.
Because somebody could have judged us.
Yes.
And we wouldn't have the option and the choice to be sitting here today.
Amen.
Somebody could have judged us and blocked us out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But God's grace and mercy.
Amen.
It was so good to us, it just gave us an opportunity.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
To come learn about him.
Yes.
To come be who he wants us to be. Amen?
Amen.
Question two, when starting over, do you have to wait? Or can you just start from where you are? You think you gotta wait? Can we wait? Or can you just start from where you at? Yes, Sister Ryan. Okay.
You can start from where you at because God always meets you where you at. I'm like waiting is a form of procrastination. Like you're putting it off, putting it off because change and growth is hard.
Amen. 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 Cyber world. That was good.
Very good.
Amen. Anybody in cyberspace want to answer that? Don't make me call your name, Jesus. Anybody anywhere? Okay, I'm going to let you slide on this one, Nakia. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
I'll do it.
All right, go ahead. Give it to me.
You said, what's starting over and can you start from where you're at?
Yes.
You gotta take that first step to want to actually start.
Mm-hmm.
If you're whatever you're doing, it doesn't even, if you're starting it with God, then you need to want to do it. You need to want to take that first step and be able to accept him so that you can start from where you're at. You don't need to get better or get worse or anything like that. He'll meet you right where you're at. And start that journey with him. Right there.
Amen. That's good. Amen. Sister Shay.
My soul is growing so bad. I believe you can start from where you're at, but I also believe there's a season for everything.
Amen. That's good.
To start, that's when you're going to start.
Amen. Sister Yvonne.
Yes, I do. Believe in starting over.
Amen.
Sometimes you reach points in your life where things are so challenging and you want to give up. But in my situation, and I always know I bring it to me, but because I've dealt with so much over the past year that I wanted to give up. But I didn't.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, it was just him picking me up each and every time I wanted to fall.
Yes.
Picking me up and allowing me to know that it was okay.
Amen.
And to keep going.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, darling. Sister Lisa.
I believe you can start over when you're ready, but I also believe it's okay to wait because some people aren't ready, and no matter when you are, like she said, he's always going to be there for you, and if you already knew ahead of time that you might not be ready then. I mean, you all know I've been away from the church for a really long time until, you know, Alina brought me here, and I did struggle with it, but I mean, I kept my relationship with God, even though I didn't have a church to have a foundation for, but he waited for me, and he's been with me ever since I came back, so I believe whatever works for you is what's best for you. He knows what's best for you, so.
Amen. And that's why I like to ask everybody. Because everybody have a different way of thinking.
Uh-huh.
And thinking about how to do things and which way to go.
Uh-huh.
With me, it was an emergency.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't wait.
Uh-huh.
Because I was scared I wasn't going to make it.
Yes.
I was scared that I'd have lost my life in the process of waiting to change.
Uh-huh.
So I had to hurry up.
Yes.
I had to get filled with the Holy Ghost fast. Serious. I wasn't on drugs. I wasn't in jail. I wasn't a whole monkey. I just know what I was on the run. And I didn't even know what I was running from.
See, I waited because I couldn't find a church I felt at home at.
Mm-hmm.
I kept going and going. Amen. And found different churches until I came here. And I told her the very first time I came, I felt like I left here still thinking about church. And
Amen.
That's how I know that's the right church for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're so happy. We love you. We love you. We
do. Amen.
And I know you know this the right church.
Amen.
I know your spirit since you've been here has changed so much.
Amen.
It's like you're more outgoing here. Mm-hmm. You was like kind of like, you know, a little sheltered, but we see it.
Amen.
And I love you being here. And you are part of what we're doing.
Amen.
And we love you so much.
Amen.
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 We love you. Tell us that we love you, Sister Lisa.
We love you, Sister
Lisa. Yep. Amen. It was an emergency for me. And some of y'all, it was an emergency for.
Yes.
You had to get to God's house because you was facing some stuff that, man, if you ain't get there, you weren't going to make it.
That's right.
So some of us had to get there.
Amen.
Did I do 2 Corinthians 5 and 17?
No.
We did? We read that one already? All right. How about, do you believe changing and our outlook is important? This way I'm going. Your clothing. Your presentation. Suppose you just don't know how to dress as a Christian. Suppose when you're trying to start over, people criticize your dress. Amen?
Amen.
Because some people worry about that.
Uh-huh.
At DTM, we chill.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We have a day we wear jeans. We have a day, even the pastor for pajama day. We just we chill because we are family.
Right. Amen.
And we love each other, and we don't come in here to judge.
Mm-hmm.
We don't come in with them snakeskin shoes on, and they're so pointy they could kill a roach in a comb. Hurting us to death. Get more corn on your feet. Trying to be cute. Them old tight suits. My pastor used to call this man tight suit.
Yes.
Where old tight suit at?
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with looking good.
Uh-huh.
But in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people feel like when it says come as you are, it's talking about the clothes or you're supposed to come presentable or whatever. I feel like it's talking about your soul.
Amen. Yes. That's exactly what it's talking about. I always tell you that. It's talking about your soul, baby. Yes. However you are.
Supposed to be a hospital.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
Where you get fixed.
Yes, amen.
Not looking at you like, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. A lot of churches are running people away.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's crazy. I've been going for a long time, too. I do all my studying at home and on the internet.
Amen.
Because a lot of churches are hurting people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's crazy.
It's unnecessary.
Yes.
Let people be who they are and let God fix them.
Right.
You just display your love.
Yes.
And your kindness and your mercy like Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Jesus Christ walked in kindness.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in mercy. He walked in love.
Yes.
And that's what we want to do. Go ahead, honey. Talk. She feels at home, y'all.
Amen.
Hey.
He also walked in correction, but it's amen. A way of doing it.
Yes. Obedience. Amen. So we got to remember that people come in here and they want to be felt love.
Yes.
A lot of people say the first thing I felt when I walked in this door is love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Acceptance.
Yes.
Joy. Peace. That's a part of who he is.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So do you think it's important that our clothes? We have the Mariah.
This is actually a really big thing for me. Like when I gave my life to Christ, I was so focused on dressing modestly and mm-hmm. my outward appearance that like it wasn't reciprocating like within my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like modesty is a form of that's your heart posture.
That's right. That's your heart posture.
And as you begin to believe in Christ, obey him, live the way he wants you to, mm-hmm. you're automatically going to reflect modesty.
That's right. Yes. It's gonna change.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. See how we learn it?
Yes.
It's gonna change on its own.
Yes.
That's why it's important, accept them the way they are.
Yes.
Let God change them.
Yes.
That is not our job.
Yes.
Love what they say. Whatever they say is okay.
Yes.
They're babies.
Yep.
They're learning.
Yes.
See, you already went through that process. Because it was at one time you said something crazy.
Uh-huh.
And people was looking at you like, because they was in that place where you at.
Yes.
Now you in that place where they was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the opposite. Go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. And she explained that modesty is inside.
Amen.
Comes from the heart. From the soul. That's where the modesty mm-hmm. comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell y'all something about First Lady. Co-pastor, whatever y'all want to feel like calling me. I'm going to put my lashes on.
Yes,
I don't care if I'm in the woods. I'm going to have my goo and I'm going to have my lashes on. I cannot go nowhere without no lashes. Amen?
Amen.
Well, they have a lot of people saying that we shouldn't wear pink makeup and all this stuff. But they wore all these things in jewelry.
They did.
In the nose rings.
They did.
They wore all this stuff mm-hmm. in the biblical days. So.
It comes from the soul.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no less saved than nobody else for wearing my lashes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They got people with dresses to the ground, no makeup on, no earrings, hair they short because they trying to be holy, mm-hmm. wrapped up like a muslin.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they shut the door, mm-hmm. I ain't saying it, but y'all know where I'm going. That don't make them no less holy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, I do wear my head wraps sometimes.
Amen.
Or even in prayer, I cover my my head. Mm-hmm. But not all the times. It's just when the Holy Spirit, I listen. So
mm-hmm.
I
Amen.
Obey.
Amen.
But it's not all the time. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell me that just because I wear a shirt, like the men coming around my apartment complex, you know, what are they? The Hebrew Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them told me, I'm going to hell because I have on jeans. I said, well, the Holy Spirit didn't tell me that.
Amen.
And they try to show it to me in the Bible. I said, but isn't that when they were going to war? Oh, no, not when they were going to war. When they have their menses.
Mm-hmm. that you wear the pants. Look, I mean, women wore pants back then too. I'm like, don't tell me that I'm going to hell. You're speaking to me in a derogatory way, and that's not how the Most High or even Yahusha, Jesus Christ, spoke to people back then. Like, it's just crazy because it's too much going. It's too many different doctrines going around.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And if you're going by the Holy Spirit, you should all be on the same page. Right.
In our ministry, we teach relationship.
Thank you.
And that's how we keep clarity.
Exactly. Amen.
Because doctrine, different doctrines will trip you up with tradition and religion. We teach relationship with Christ and who he is to you as an individual. If God tell you wrap your head, wrap it.
Amen.
I'm not in your head. I don't know what God telling you to do. And I'll tell anybody, I'll listen to what you tell me, but I'm going to do what God tell me.
Amen.
Because I know what it takes to keep me safe. Mm-hmm. Each and every person in here have a different way of staying safe.
Amen.
Some people might have to hit their knees 4 times a day.
Exactly.
Some people might have to hit their knees once. Look, read it. Read what you just pulled out.
Oh, it says women's veils. All respectable Hebrew women wore veils over their faces when they went out in public. And it's just talking about like how people
were going
to school.
Yes.
Amen.
You do what is told to you.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen.
See, people get tripped up with tradition and religion.
Yes.
We talking about relation. Yes. That's a different thing. Relation with God, he gonna tell you what to do. Because that's your relationship with him.
Yes.
If my situation might not be your situation,
that's right.
I might not be, I'm gonna just use a person that drink. Mm-hmm. But he gonna tell you to stop. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna tell that to me because I don't drink.
Right. There you go.
What God has for you is for you.
Amen.
What belongs to you is for you.
Amen.
You don't eat everything that's served to you. When we go to a buffet,
that's right.
We get a plate, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't like everything on that buffet.
Mm-hmm.
We eat what we like.
Mm-hmm.
We eat what's good for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same way it is in God's house.
That's right.
You don't have to eat off what's served to you if it don't apply to you.
Amen.
It could be for somebody else. That person might need it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why relationship is important.
Amen.
Cause God gonna feed you what you need to eat.
That's right.
Hey, glory.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Amen. That's why I always tell people I don't believe in religion. Mm-hmm. I believe in relationship. That's a religion that gets you sent straight to hell because they got so many
different things, and it's confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And confusion is of the enemy. Yes.
And religious people killed Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They did.
Amen.
They nailed him to the cross.
Yes, they did.
And they nailed you to the cross.
Yes,
too.
They did.
With their hang-ups.
Yes.
Jesus was hung up for our hang-ups. Yes. Why they got to hang us up too?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians 10 and 31 says what?
I was there. Hold on. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Amen.
So if you ain't doing it for God, it ain't gonna last.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Only what you do for God gonna last.
Amen.
So you can put gold shoes on your feet and put sleds on them and go slide in the snow. If it ain't for God, you just wearing yourself out.
That's right.
Amen.
Relationship is what's important.
Amen.
Clarity of mind and all that getting an understanding.
Amen.
Study to show thyself.
Amen.
Amen. Am I making sense?
Amen.
Suppose you are trying to start over and things don't happen as soon as you want them to. What should you do? Because sometimes we're trying to start over and it don't happen fast as we want it to happen. Mm-hmm. She said, who you telling? What you think you should do? Shay? Sister Shay?
Wait on God because God...
Wait on God.
Endure.
Endure. Don't give up. He just told you in the first one, persevere. Amen?
Amen.
But there's another key. Somebody said it in here earlier. I don't know who that was. They said it. Cyberspace, y'all have a comment on that? Suppose you're trying to start over and things don't happen as soon as you want them to. What should you do? Shekinah.
I agree with that Shay that's talking.
Yes.
I agree with Shay. Wait on God, but I think you need to pray on it because sometimes when you say you want to start over and things don't happen fast enough, well, the thing that you may want to happen may not be in God's will.
Yes.
Yes, that's good.
Hey,
cool.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.
That's why I believe all, well, for me, all my prayers are let your will be done.
Amen.
If it's not your will, then remove it from my thoughts.
That's right.
My heart.
And we are taught always to tell God in every situation, let your will be done, so you won't be disappointed.
Amen.
Because remember, your objective is to please God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's your objective. Yes. And you don't want God disappointed with you.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
And you don't want to be disappointed. So if his will is in,
yes,
you ain't got to worry about that.
Amen.
However it goes, is his will.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to say, when you are starting off and it does not happen when you think it should happen, it is a test for you, so it can be a testimony for somebody else, mm-hmm, and for you as well.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes that waiting period is his protection.
Amen. Amen. Because you ain't ready.
That's right.
Amen.
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 He covering you.
Yes. Amen.
He covering you.
Amen.
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 Go to Ecclesiastics 3:1-5. Y'all know what this is. I want Brother Walter to read this. Ecclesiastics. Three, you are?
Amen.
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 Look at God.
Amen.
Ecclesiastics 3:1-5.
Amen.
I know we headed in the right direction.
Amen.
We in the right lane. They gonna get there, y'all.
We
almost there.
Amen.
God is in this place.
Yes, he is.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Amen.
Ecclesiastics 3:1-5.
Amen. Yes, glory.
When you get that, say amen.
Amen.
For everything, there is a season and time for every activity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest.
Amen.
A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. Mm-hmm. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones.
Amen.
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 Your season coming.
Amen.
Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
Because it's a time and a place.
Yes.
And a season.
Yes.
For everything under the sun.
Yes. That's right.
And when your change comes, it's your season.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
Look at your change, it's your season.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of your relationship and obedience.
Yes.
Christ.
Yes.
Are you learning something today?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you feel it's impossible to forget the past? That's another question. Do you feel it's impossible to forget the past? Think about it. Cyber world, I'm going to go to you first. Anybody, I want to hear from some new people. Do you feel it's impossible to forget the past? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Shay?
I don't think so. I believe that, well, the Bible says not to dwell on the past.
Yeah.
But the past is also your testimony.
Amen. Oh,
that's
amen.
That's good. That's good. That's
do you feel, is it possible, though? Do you feel is it possible? It's not impossible.
It's not. It's not impossible.
Your past is your testimony. Who just said that?
Shay.
Shay.
Yes.
Go to Isaiah 43, 18 and 20.
Amen.
And let's see what God say about it.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Isaiah 43, 18 through 21st.
Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm learning something.
I'm learning something.
Amen. We learning together.
Amen.
They got some power in this place.
Yeah. Amen.
The word is in this house.
Yeah,
amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Isaiah 43, 18 and 20 says what?
But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do.
Amen.
For I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in a dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed.
Amen. You know what that means? Amen. Even though you're going to remember your experiences and testimony, he going to give you some new ones.
Amen.
And the things that you used to testify about, you're going to have new stuff to testify
Amen.
About.
Amen.
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 That's what he's saying.
Amen.
He's saying that even though the old things are not, you can't forget the old things. Mm-hmm. Because that's part of your testimony,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
He going to give you new stuff
yes.
to testify about. Amen. And those things going to become old.
Yeah.
And behold, all things gonna become new,
yes.
and you gonna start all over again.
Yes, amen.
You gonna begin again.
Amen.
With a new testimony, with a new experience
yes.
that you ain't gonna forget.
That's right,
amen. And it gonna happen over and over and over.
Amen.
What your testimony was about last year, it gonna be different next year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what he's saying. Excuse me, I got a little tickle. The devil is alive.
Yes, he is.
Do you believe that God knows you would try to start over and need another chance? That's a good question, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that God knows that you will try and start over and need another chance? You believe that? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Who say yay? Amen. Mm-hmm. How many cyber friends say yay? Amen. Go to Jeremiah 29 and 11.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah. Go to Jeremiah 29 and 11. He's going to tell you. You heard what they say?
Glory.
That's confirmation.
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Hey, glory.
Yeah.
Amen. This is God. Look at you there and say, this is God.
This is God.
Are we learning?
Yes, ma'am.
Is God helping us to make sense of this?
Yes.
Not me. Is God helping us to make sense?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
29 and 11 says what?
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Amen. To give you future and a hope.
Amen.
He already knew.
Mm-hmm.
What Big Frida say, Ashley C?
You already know.
He already know. Amen. He already know. He gave you the mindset to start
yes,
over.
Yes, he Amen. Did.
Yes.
You wouldn't even be thinking about starting all over and beginning again if God would have gave you the mindset.
Yes.
And put it in your spirit to do it.
Amen.
He planted the seed of do-over yes. in you.
Yes.
He planted the seed of you sitting in these chairs today.
Amen.
you wouldn't have met that person, found your way, been in this place.
Amen.
Listening to this word at this time.
Amen.
If it had not been for Jesus on your side.
That's right.
Not co-pastor. Mm. Not your neighbor. God.
Amen.
He get the glory.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
He does.
He know the pains he have for you.
Yes.
His thoughts are not our thoughts.
Amen.
His ways are not our ways.
Amen.
He knows. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Yes. Yes.
As a minister of Christ, I look at a new beginning, like purchasing a new pair of shoes. Mm. Once you buy the new pair, there's no reason to keep the old ones.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Even though it may be comfortable, and those shoes may be comfortable, changing gets you out of your comfort zone.
Amen.
Yes, it does.
You get a whole new look.
Yes.
Your feet get a whole new look. They get happy. Mm. You ever see somebody with a nice pair of Timbers on? You like, dang, where they got them Timbers from? Them fresh. You be looking at them and say, man, I want a pair of them. Mm-hmm. You get a whole new look. Mm-hmm. And you could be in the same clothes. Boy, you put on them Timbers and like everything changed about the outfit. Because of them Timbers. Mm-hmm. Pastor was famous for them. Mm-hmm. He'll pop out with a pair of Timbers on in a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, golly, where you got that from? I had to look. He loved a fresh pair of tennis, a fresh pair of jeans, a fresh haircut. That was who he was. He always was changing something.
Yes, yes.
Trying to change may seem overwhelming, but God is trying to take you from the familiar to the unfamiliar.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
You don't have to worry because God with you.
Yes.
He said he'll never leave you or forsake you. God is going to do it. Don't worry about how it's going to get done. Because he's going to do it. He's the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
He's Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
If he know the beginning, he sure know the end.
That's right.
And he know everything in the middle.
Yes, he does.
So whatever we're going through, it's just you just pass it through. Because you pass it through the middle.
That's right.
Because you ain't at your end yet.
Amen.
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 Amen. It ain't over till God says over.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says be anxious for nothing.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
You ain't gotta rush. Take your time. Yes. Go to Philippians 4:6-7. Can we make it? Is DTM making sense today?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Philippians 4:6-7. And I want it read with power. I hear pages flipping. When the pages stop, we're going to read. My Zoomers, y'all all right? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You there?
Yes.
Philippians 4:6-7 says what?
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Be anxious for nothing.
Amen. Amen.
But by prayer and supplication.
Yes.
Amen. Let your request be made known unto God.
Amen.
Fall on your knees.
Amen.
Ask God for what you need.
Amen.
He know your struggles.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
God knows if you're trying to change, he gonna help you.
Yes, amen.
He gonna help you. That's all you gotta do is open your mouth and ask him.
Yes. Amen.
Don't never be ashamed of God. Because he said if you ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you.
Yes.
Talk to him. Lord, I won't change. I can't. I'm trying so hard, but this is hard. Lord, you got to help me.
Amen.
See, when you talk to God like that, he coming.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Because you done let everything down. You done just got naked in front of him.
Yes.
Snot. Tears. You done let it all go.
Yep.
Ain't nothing about cute. You done snatched your weave out. Like, Lord, I need you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I need you.
Yes.
I look to the hills for which cometh my help. Lord, I ain't got. You know how you pray? Lord, I don't have nothing else. This it. What else I got? Lord, there's nobody can help me like you.
Amen.
That's how you pray to God. If you don't help me, I'm going to miss this. I'm going to fail. And you say you'll never leave me or forsake me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You say you can do everything but fail, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
So I gotta believe this. I don't have nothing else to believe.
That's right.
I don't have nothing else to hold on to. To get me to that destination.
Yes.
How am I gonna fulfill my purpose? If you don't tell me what my purpose is.
That's right.
How am I gonna reach my destiny if I'm not destined?
That's right.
Lord, you gotta help me.
Amen.
That's how you talk to God.
Yes.
Lord, don't leave me.
Yes.
I don't want to disappoint you.
Yes. I know.
And if you leave me, I'm going to disappoint you. Because I can't do this by myself.
That's right.
Amen.
That's how you pray.
Amen.
And talk to God. Mm-hmm. You lay it out like you ain't got nothing left.
Amen.
Because you ain't got nothing else.
That's Amen. Right. Amen.
Nothing you do is on your own strength.
That's right.
Everything you have is because God gave it to you.
Amen.
Everything you are is because God made you
Amen.
Like that.
Amen.
Everything you do is because God gave you the gifts to do it.
Amen.
You would not have nothing
Amen.
If it was not for God on your
That's
side.
Right. That's right.
You would be just like that person under the bridge right now.
Yes.
That person who homeless and with no food, nowhere to go. But God was on your side.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all always say, if it had not been for Jesus
yes.
on my side, where would I be?
Where would I be?
I told him I'm going to preach with a bag on my head. So y'all can't see my face because I want y'all to hear my voice.
Amen.
Because it's the voice of God.
Yes, amen.
I wouldn't be sitting up here if it wasn't for God. I am nothing. I'm telling you. It's God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
He get the glory.
Yes,
Amen.
He get the honor.
Yes.
It's nothing of me. Mm-hmm. It's nothing of me. Mm-hmm. I soon do something wrong just like anybody else. Mm-hmm. I can't trust myself. Mm-hmm. And you can't trust yourself.
That's right.
You better trust God.
Amen.
Because you don't know what you'll do
That's right.
if you get in a jam.
That's right.
We be sitting, oh, Lord, I can't believe she did that. You better look in the mirror and say, oh, Lord, I can't believe I did it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And you know I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what you look and say, Lord, I can't believe I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. But you want God to know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you done talked about Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sam might have been hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Sam might have been homeless. You see people just walking in places, robbing people and jacking folks. And you think they just wake up in the morning and just want to jack you? What is going on in their life?
Right.
Something going on. Something broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something is broke.
Yes.
Something needs fixing.
Yes.
Some chains need to be popped.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Something holding on to the people.
Yeah.
That's why you want God to begin again in your life.
That's right.
Old things are gone.
Amen.
Behold, all things become new.
Amen.
You should always keep in mind that all in all things and that all things come together and work together in Amen. All things. Go to Romans, wait, that's Romans 8:28.
Amen.
You got a purpose.
That's Amen.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
That's why God telling you this here. Because you got a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you starting over. Because you got a purpose.
That's right.
And whatever you did, got to go.
That's right.
Whatever Amen. You did, you got to keep it.
Amen.
Go to Romans 8. I think 8 and 28. Mm-hmm. What did it say? 8 and 28.
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
Amen.
Did he say something? Mm-mm. What did he say? What's the key word?
All.
All things. Yes. Not some. If you call to God's purpose, all things will work together for your good.
Amen. Amen.
So it ain't impossible to change.
Right.
Amen.
It's not impossible to start over from where you at.
Amen.
It's not impossible to leave the past in the past.
That's right. Amen.
It's not impossible to forgive.
That's right.
Amen.
It's not. You just got to find your place.
Amen.
And start working your stuff. You can't accomplish nothing without working it.
That's right. Amen. That's good. That's good.
You want to lose weight? Stop eating and go exercise. Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Amen.
Somebody better tell me, first lady, that kills them. That's how you lose weight. Mm-hmm. Work on it.
That's right.
Is it going to go overnight? No. Is it going to happen just like that? No. It took you some time to get there.
That's right.
In that place. So it's going to take you some time to get out that place.
That's right.
Rome was not built in a what?
Day.
Amen? Amen? Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
I love y'all.
We love you too, First Lady.
And I take the time to tell y'all what God said because I love y'all.
Amen.
And because I want y'all to walk in y'all purpose. Mm-hmm. And I'm the type of person, I don't mind pushing you any. Mm-hmm. You stop, I'm pushing you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Because when I go up, you go up.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Walk in your season.
Amen.
Fulfill your purpose. Build your relationships. Great is he that is in me, that is he who is in the world.
1 John 4:4.
God told me one time, and I'm closing. God told me, there's no man greater than you, but the greatness on the inside of that man. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? You got greatness on the inside. It ain't nobody greater than you doing it.
Amen.
Nobody can be greater than you at what God wants you to do.
That's right.
That's good, First Lady.
Nobody can be greater than who God meant you to be.
Amen.
Because I can't do it. That's right. It's you. You got to do it. You got to do what your greatness is. Whatever your hands find to do in God's house, do it.
Amen.
As to me. Not as to your co-members, but as unto the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I always tell y'all, whatever God gives you to do, do it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And do it by the grace of God.
Yes. Amen.
And we're going to go into our birthday celebration. I'm going to ask anybody, do they have any questions? The floor is open for a question. If you misunderstood anything, please let me know. I'll be glad to explain it. But I think the word explains itself.
Amen.
There's no contradiction in the word.
That's right.
Especially when you got scriptures to support it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
If the Lord said, I say it.
Amen.
I don't say nothing God don't say.
Amen.
And if I say something God don't say, I would say God didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I say that. Amen.
Amen.
All our hearts and minds clear.
Yes, ma'am.
Mariah, close out the service and take us into our birthday celebration.
Heavenly Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we just come before you today to say thanks. Oh God, we give you glory and we lift up your name. We just pray that everything First Lady talked about all comes to be through our lives, oh God. We pray that revival is something that we make ourselves familiar with as we grow closer to you, oh God.
Yes, Jesus.
We just pray that a renewal of the spirit, a renewal of the mind, oh God. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The world will not let that deter us from calling and being who you have called us to be, oh God. We just pray that we continue to go out and do the work of the kingdom, that we continue to be more vocal about your word as we spread it to others, oh God. I pray that you lift up Sister Lathan as well, oh God, and just bless her on her birthday, oh God. I pray that she knows that she is truly loved by you and everyone in here, oh God. And I thank you for just sending her to be a part of this ministry, to be a leader within this ministry, oh God. And I pray that she continues to do the work of the kingdom and lift up and glorify your name, oh God.
Amen.
We just pray that you continue to send your angels over us, command them to watch over us, oh God.
Yes.
And that your word comes to be. All those promises you gave to us,
yes,
that they come to be, and that we always come back and pray over those promises over our lives and over the lives of all loved ones, oh God. I pray that you bless Sister Lathan and just bless her family for generations to come.
Yes,
and in your Son Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray.
Amen.
On last week it was Sister Mariah's birthday. Mm-hmm.